Nav, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Peter.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the program. Now, Vet Compass Australia has been described as a national database for pets. How exactly will it work and what information will be kept?
Yeah, so it is a national companion animal surveillance system. The idea is to collect data from veterinary practices and then store it in a central repository. And then data from the central repository can be interrogated to answer such questions. For example, you want to understand frequency of diseases seen by veterinary practitioners, or if you want to identify risk factors for those conditions. For example, you know, for humans, we know that cigarette smoking is a risk factor for lung cancer. We know that excessive exposure to sunlight without using sunscreen is a risk factor for skin cancer. We know that obesity is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Similarly, we want to identify risk factors for common small animal diseases. Particularly, those can be controlled by pet keepers for improved health and welfare.
Mm.
So how it works is that we will install a program in the practice management software used by veterinary practitioners, and then clinical data from those practices will be automatically uploaded to that secure Vet Compass database each week. And then a number of practice management programs have now inbuilt capacity to upload this data. And once the data is in the central repository, then that can be analyzed in real time. That's the aim.
Well, aside from, measuring out preventative measures like those you mentioned there,
yes.
In the case of, say, an outbreak of a serious animal disease, will this help identify some of the animals most at risk and basically help contain outbreaks?
Yes. Once the system is set up, then it will the first thing it will do is let us give us information about that outbreak immediately. In real time, we can identify who is being affected, which suburbs are being affected, which postcodes are being affected. So we can conduct real-time spatial analysis based on the data and then provide information to veterinary practitioners regarding the risk factors for that outbreak and how that disease is spreading and the direction of this is spread and the mechanism of its spread. That can enable then veterinary practitioners to control it in a better way and advise their clients about the disease.
Mm. Now, so far, some 270 Australian vet clinics have signed up for this program. How exactly are you encouraging the most animal health professionals in order to get them on board, to get the most information out of Australian animals?
Well, the benefit is for everyone who is dealing with animal health. If a veterinary practitioner signs up for this system, then what that does is they contribute to improving animal health in Australia. Currently, the problem is that the research that we are doing for risk factors or for emerging infectious diseases is mostly based on either surveys, which you know they are biased because of poor response rates, or a lot of research is done using university clinics or referral clinics. The problem with that is that the patients seen by those clinics are not representative of the general population, as they may only see, for example, severe cases of diseases. The other source usually people use is the pet insurance data to identify, to conduct their research. But that is also obviously biased because not everyone buys insurance for their pets. So what this system will do is that it will collect data from primary practices, thus kind of minimizing all those biases that I mentioned. And like you know that every day veterinarians in general practice treat large number of patients. This information is stored in kind of individual computerized practice management programs, systems, and is currently being unused, essentially. They conduct their analysis at the practice level, But this has a huge potential, which has kind of remained untapped, essentially, in Australia. So this project, we want to kind of exploit that untapped potential, and by collecting that clinical data, merging that into a single database. So by avoiding then the biases that occur in other research, and then obviously we will provide better answer to the questions that the veterinarians are after. We will provide better information for teaching, and we will provide better information for evidence-based practice in Australia.
Well, Dr. Nab, it sounds like a fabulous initiative. Really do appreciate you coming on the Daily this morning and having a bit of a chat with us about it.
Thank you. Bye.